Next up, we have Paul Lewis with the Parks and Recs Department in Dodge City. He is the director of that department, and he led a group over this last week to Salina to check out their aquatic water park that they have there and how it might fit the needs of the people in Dodge City, since the Why Not Dodge tax has already passed and everything's on the drawing board for the new aquatic center in Dodge City. So we'll get some ideas from Paul Lewis here on our Southwest Kansas Focus program.
We took a group of people from here to look at the Kenwood Cove facility in Salina. It was a community water park that was built in 2010, and it's a concept that's similar to what we're proposing for the city of Dodge City.
What are some of the things in Salina that they have at their aquatic park that you're looking for in Dodge City?
It has the same kind of components that we're looking for. They provide a lazy river and multiple slide options and some signature features. They have a wave pool in their facility. There's a children's play area with an interactive play structure. It is a modern community aquatic facility, and that's something that we'd like to see happen in Dodge City.
We're talking with Paul Lewis, who is the director of Parks and Rec in Dodge City, about their new aquatic center. And Paul, I know that the funding has already been approved for this from the Why Not Dodge tax. So how do you turn those monies and all the drawing plans into something that is a reality for this aquatic park?
Well, there is funding for a Why Not Dodge tax that was approved by the voters. So far, at this point, the City Commission has recommended to the Community Facilities Advisory Board, which is their advisory board for that tax, that they look at this project and that they consider this project. And so that's part of what we're doing now, is took a group of people up there and looked at those amenities, and then we're in the process of preparing a report that would make a formal recommendation to CFAB and to give them some more detailed information that would help them make a decision on whether and how to proceed with that project.
And when is this report due?
There is no real due date for the report. We're hoping that it will be in the next 30 days that we can get back to CFAB and get them something to look at. City staff, myself, and along with assistance from some others, are putting this information together. There's also an aquatics task force that's been active over the years as we've tried to make this project go forward, that they've been involved, and they're doing some efforts and contributing information and ideas as well. And they've done some surveys, some community surveys, through a web page.
Finally, as we look at Dodge City and what they're trying to do to bring people in, what does it mean for the city to be able to get an aquatic center like this?
It serves the community well. It's a type of modern facility that citizens expect, with all the different features and things. But then it's also one more piece of the tourism puzzle as the Why Not Dodge program, and as the community puts a significant effort into attracting and developing a tourism economy.
We appreciate Paul Lewis, the director of the Parks and Recs Department in Dodge City, for joining us on their new aquatic center and what they're trying to do there. And we'll follow this story as it continues to proceed through the next few months.